It's All Things Considered on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Neil Charnoff. We have a fresh round of Art Hound recommendations in just a few minutes, but first, it's our weekly conversation on the arts. It's natural that people, for the most part, do not like to talk about death and dying. The Wake Up to Dying Project is an attempt to change that. The audio project gathers stories about death, dying, and life, and supplements them with art exhibits and discussion. In this excerpt, we hear a hospital social worker from Morrisville talking about one of her clients who has to care for his dying wife.
I said to him, you know, gosh, how do you do this day after day? You clean her up, you keep her safe, you... He goes, damn sight easier than milking cows or cleaning carpets, I'll tell ya. Love that woman with all my heart. She might not know my name anymore, but she feels me. She feels who I am. And we dance, and I love her.
The Wake Up to Dying Project traveling exhibit is in Montpelier today through Saturday. Joining us in our Montpelier studio is the project's executive director, Nina Thompson. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Nina, why do you think this is such a scary topic and so difficult for something that is a part of life? Why is it so difficult for people to talk about?
I think for a lot of people, death is really scary. We can't control it. We don't really understand it. And I think we tend to associate death with a lot of pain and suffering. But I wonder if we were just a little more familiar with the subject, if we could hear other people's stories and their experiences with it, if we would think about it differently. Could we be a little less afraid of it? Could we be a little more prepared for the death of our loved ones? Could we live differently?
So how are these stories collected, and who are the people that we're hearing from?
Erica Heilman is our story producer, and she is out there interviewing people for an hour or two at a time. And then she edits down those interviews into bite-sized stories. They're 40 seconds long or 4 minutes long. We have about 50 different stories right now on our website from about 20 different Vermonters. And those are the stories that we'll be playing in our traveling exhibit. We have stories that are from caregivers and people who are dying and medical professionals and chaplains. We are exploring topics like grieving and rituals and dementia and sudden death as well.
I know that the traveling exhibit has a fairly unique setup designed to make it inviting to visitors. Could you describe the exhibit for us?
Sure. When you arrive at the beautiful courtyard at the Episcopal Church in Montpelier, I think you'll see a bunch of people milling about. You'll see our two big white tents. One of them is our listening studio, and you'll be able to sit in there comfortably and listen to our audio. And the other tent that you'll see is a resource tent where we're sharing information from local organizations. You will also see this 20-foot long and 8-foot tall chalkboard that is asking people about their bucket list items. So I think you'll see people scribbling away on that. You'll also see people coming in and out of community discussions that we have lined up throughout the weekend.
In collecting and listening to these stories, what surprised you?
Well, I think the thing that surprised me the most was how hard it was to get people to listen to them at first, and then how quickly they fell right into them and took to them. And they're nodding and they're laughing and they're tearing up and they're turning to their neighbor and wanting to talk about it. I think it was really surprising for me to see how quickly they changed their mind about how difficult the stories would be to listen to once they heard them.
Well, let's listen to another brief excerpt. This is a participant who is talking about his initial feeling of isolation following his diagnosis.
Fortunately for me, prostate cancer, at least my prostate cancer, seems to have given me some time to really reflect on that. And I realize, oh, no, we're all in the same boat. And I have deflected some of the unwanted concern of friends on occasion by saying, you know, if you see the water up to my neck at my end of the boat, don't spare me some of your concern, because I don't know if you've looked, but the water is at least up to your knees. We really are in the same boat.
Nina Thompson, what is your hope for the future of the Wake Up to Dying Project? What would you like to see happen?
Well, I'd like to see that this becomes a national organization. I'd like to build a exhibit that is more travelable, so, something that we could take on the road more easily, sort of a fixed mobile exhibit that we could take from town to town. We've been invited to so many different places across the country already, and traveling with tents is a little more difficult than perhaps traveling with an RV. So I hope that we can get an RV, get it out there, and shift this paradigm that says death is a scary thing that we don't talk about, and really encourage people to think and to talk about it through these beautiful stories, encourage them to live differently and to perhaps be more prepared.
Nina Thompson is the executive director of the Wake Up to Dying Project, a traveling exhibition that will be in front of the Episcopal Church in Montpelier today through Saturday. For more information, go to bpr.net. Nina Thompson, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Now it's time for Art Hounds with Mary Williams. Support for Art Hounds comes from the Vermont Arts Council, working for a creative state by fostering arts and culture in Vermont, vermontartscouncil.org.